Coming up on episode number 1138. Yeah, I know. You were probably expecting a George Lucas cover story, but I'm going to do you one better. How about the music and the career of Tanya Donnelly? She just turned 50, and you know her from bands like Throwing Muses, Belly, and The Breeders, as well as an amazing solo career. Covers of and by Tanya Donnelly. It's the cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday night. It is Wednesday, August 17th, 2016. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to the Tanya Donnelly cover story, celebrating the music and the career of Tanya Donnelly. Now, if there are some music biographers out there, music notarians, they're probably saying, wait a minute, Brian. All right, I know you like to do these things right around the birthdays of celebrities, musicians, bands, or anniversaries, or album releases. And you're saying to yourself, self? Tanya Donnelly's birthday was like a month ago. She turned 50 back on this day in July, July 17th or July 16th. And to you, I say, yes, you're correct. The notes that I was reading from say August 16th, which came from thisdayinmusic.com. If you take a look there, it still says August. But looking at her Wikipedia page, it does say July. So, all right, we're a month late on the Tanya Donnelly cover story. That's all right. That's all right. I think you'll still enjoy it. And listen, I say you can celebrate a birthday for a month after the actual day. It's a law. It's like an unwritten rule about birthdays. So, Tanya, still hope you've got some cake and still hope you're enjoying your 50th. Let's go ahead and get started with a cover by Tanya. This is a solo cover that she recorded for a tribute album called Cinnamon Girl. Women artist cover Neil Young for charity. Came out in 2007. This is a great way to start. Here is Tanya Donnelly and Heart of Gold.
Thank you. searching and I'm growing old. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. Ooh. You keep me searching for a heart of gold. You keep me searching and I'm growing old. I've been a miner for a heart of gold.
Thank you.
case you missed it, the name of that song was Josie and the Pussycats. That was performed there by Juliana Hatfield and Tanya Donnelly. Juliana Hatfield, of course, working with the Lemonheads quite a bit. Great solo career for her as well. As a matter of fact, she did just reunite with the other two members of the Juliana Hatfield 3 and release an album there. But that track right there, Juliana Hatfield and Tanya Donnelly doing a cover of Josie and the Pussycats for the Saturday Morning Cartoons Greatest Hits album that came out in 1995. A great cover album featuring popular musicians doing covers of songs, theme songs from 70s and 80s era Saturday morning cartoons. Man, you younger kids probably have no idea, but back when we were all kids, Saturday mornings were reserved for plopping in front of the TV with a bowl of cereal and watching hours of cartoons. That was before cable, before you could watch cartoons 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 500 cable channels. We had to, you know, especially block out time for this. No DVR, no way to record them. Saturday Morning Cartoons Greatest Hits, such a great album. Throwing Muses right before that with that Beatles cover, that one from their album Not Too Soon, re-released in 1990, or re-recorded in 1990. Before that, the Salt Flats from their College Rock EP from 2013 and a cover of Not Too Soon. And we began that set with Tanya Donnelly and Heart of Gold from that Cinnamon Girl women artist cover Neil Young for Charity tribute that came out way back in 2007. All right, we're going to get to some more music here in just a second, but before we do that, I want to tell you about the sponsor for today's episode, and that sponsor is Amazon, Amazon.com. You know, I've been watching your UPS guy lately, and he's driving right by your house. It's like he stops at the house right next door to yours, and then he skips right over your house, and then he goes right to the house on the other side of you. And come on, that's got to make you feel horrible, right? Like, like you're just not in on the crowd, like you're not getting something that you should be getting. Well, you need to do something about that, my friend, and that is easily solved by buying something from Amazon.com. And the way to do that is to stop at Coverville.com first. It's like, you know, you're going over to a friend's house and you say, oh, hey, I'll pick up my other friend on the way. Well, Coverville is your other friend, right? You're going to stop by Coverville.com on the way to Amazon, and here's the cool thing is that I can't think of a way to keep the analogy going, but you click on the Amazon link from Coverville and you're instantly transported. It's almost like your other friend has a wormhole, and he says, all right, on the way, stop by my house and we can use my wormhole to get over to your other friend's house. That's how Coverville and Amazon work. It's science, people. It's exactly how it works. And you know, I do try to take a look at what people bought over the last 7 days and pick a couple things that I think somebody bought together, right? I'm going to guess, just based on the fact that these two things were bought together, they were bought by the same person. It is the Homemade Vegan Pantry, The Art of Making Your Own Staples, and a book called Artisan Vegan Cheese. Vegan cheese. Did I say vegan? Like it's made by the vegans? We got to start that music over because I'm talking too long. It's artisan vegan cheese, and I'm hoping that's a book. Anyway, I'm guessing that somebody bought those two things together, and you know what they did? They used the Coverville link right there at coverville.com to get to Amazon. And I couldn't be happier because all that money goes right back into production of the show. So next time you have to buy something from Amazon.com, stop by Coverville.com first. Click on any of the links you'll find in the show notes or the banner to get to Amazon. And anything you put in your shopping cart and buy from that point forward helps out Coverville. And you know who else it helps out? Your UPS guy. He's getting sad because he's not stopping at your house. That is Amazon.com. Amazon's got you covered. All right, let's get back to the music here. And we left off with Josie and the Pussycats. We left off with a couple Throwing Muses tracks and some Tanya Donnelly solo stuff. Let's move on to Belly and a song that was released on the 1994 edition of a really cool CD series called Just Say Yes. This was actually volume 7 of Just Say Yes, which was called Just Say Yo. They also had Just Say No, Just Say Mao, Just Say Yesterday. There were a ton of these released, and it was really cool because it was songs you couldn't get elsewhere, like Depeche Mode and Book of Love and stuff like that. Oh, it's so cool, those series of CDs. I need to look back and see if I missed any of them, because realizing that Just Say Row was Volume 7, I'll bet I missed a couple. Anyway, this one I do have, and on it was this cover by Belly of Tom Jones, It's Not Unusual.
It's not unusual. It's not unusual. It's not unusual. It's not unusual.
Learn to love me and assemble the ways. Now, today, tomorrow, and always. My only weakness is a list of crimes. My only weakness is never mind, never mind. Shoplifters of the world, unite and take over. Shoplifters of the world, hand it over, hand it over, hand it over.
Learn to love me and assemble the ways. Now, today, tomorrow, and always.
My only weakness is a list. Last night the plans for a future war was all I saw on Channel 4.
Shoplifters of the world, unite and take over. Shoplifters of the world,
hand it over.
Thank you. strange moon, strange land, strange man.
End to that set of music. That was Corinne Bailey Rae from her Love EP and a cover of Belly's Low Red Moon. Oh, so good. Before that, Belly themselves with a cover of the song from The Jungle Book by Disney, which was recently covered by Scarlett Johansson in the most recent remake of the film. That is Trust in Me, sung by the snake Ka, if I remember correctly. You'll find that version on the Belly Greatest Hits album, which is called Sweet Ride, The Best of Belly. Before that, Tanya Donnelly and Dylan in the Movies, a recent collaboration that they've done Shoplifters of the World Unite, a track for a Smiths compilation or Smiths tribute compilation called Please, 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 a tribute to the Smiths. That one came out in 2011. And then Belly at the top of that set covering Tom Jones, It's Not Unusual. That one from Volume 7 of Just Say Yes, entitled Just Say Row. All right, so we've covered Throwing Muses, we've covered Belly. How about we take a look at The Breeders? And when you're thinking about The Breeders, there's a couple songs that probably jump into your mind. This one, probably top of the list. This is Cannonball, covered by the Scandalous All-Stars. Yep, you know it, some ska for you. From their album Hit Me from 1997, here is Cannonball.
Shade driving all night. You could be a shadow neath the streetlight behind my home. Driving all night, I sure miss you. Past the motel, give a dog a bone. Driving all night, looking for 138. Maybe I passed it, go another mile. Driving all night, you'll sure look pretty in Carson City, walking down the aisle. Driving all night, will you wear white? I sure hope not, but you might, just to spite. Driving all night, does your daddy have a shotgun? He said he'd never need one, looking at the pine. Wondering if it's mine. Driving all night, how old is Cindy? She sure looks like me. Send me a card. Is just like stage fright coming back
Such an amazing voice. Tanya Donnelly, who always sounds like she's smiling when she's singing. I really, really like that. And a cover of Moon River, Johnny Mercer, Henry Mancini. Great, great version right there by Tanya Donnelly, recorded as a solo project or a solo recording for a 2010 compilation called Sing Me to Sleep, Indie Lullabies, that one available from the American Laundromat Records. You'll hear a few things from this show, courtesy of American Laundromat Records. There's a great correlation or a great, collaboration between American Laundromat and Tanya Donnelly, and find a lot of her stuff over there. Before that, Divine Hammer by Julie Peel. This one comes from a 7-inch blue vinyl album. You can only get this on vinyl, and there are only 500 in existence, and I have one of them. So really, there are only 499 for you to go out there and look for. On one side, you've got Julie Peel covering Divine Hammer. On the other other side, there's a cover of Some Candy Talking by the Caulfield Sisters. So covering Jesus and Mary Chain on one side and covering the Breeders on the other side. Really, really cool 7-inch single. So go look for that one. Before that, Tanya Donnelly covering Long, Long, Long. That one originally done by the Beatles. You'll find that on her album This Hungry Life, which came out in 2006. Ed's redeeming qualities with the original version of Drivin' on 9, which was covered by the Breeders. I imagine they changed a few lyrics about taking your pill and stuff like that. You'll find that over there at their 1995 album, Big Grapefruit Cleanup Job by Ed's Redeeming Qualities. And we start off with the Scandalous All-Stars from their 1997 album, Hit Me, and a cover of Cannonball. And that, my friends, is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. Next week, no show, right? There's no show next week. I'm going to be in Las Vegas working with the Same Sex Mary folks on another upcoming release, a cover album. Ooh. So keep an eye out for that. Catch up on some old episodes of Coverville, or check out the Morning Stream, or Breaking the Panel, or the Pokemon Go podcast, or Film Sack, or any of the millions of podcasts that I seem to have entrenched myself within over the last several years. You can check out all that stuff over there at Coverville, over at Giant Size Team Up, and of course, over at Frog Pants. That's going to do it. If you want to get in touch with me, email me requests at coverville.com, call a request line 1-877-7-COVER-9, or visit coverville.com and leave your comments in the show notes for this or any other episode. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they will keep you driving on 9.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.